The Drive with Robin Ross. Jacaranda FM.
Elke dag op die show, die tyd gesels ons met Christel oor van die groot stories wat in die wêreld belangrik is. And today we're talking about the cost of hoërskoolonderwys, so secondary school tuition fees, because after the chat we had last week about private schools and universities, there's more to delve into around the story.
Yeah, and I mean, so I've previously had to say on air that Rob was right about something, which I did not like saying.
Okay, you'll never have to say it again.
And Roz, you were right. Mm. So last week, yes, when we looked at university fees, if you recall, the estimate for a year at university in South Africa is about 55,900. And we said that that's actually conservative. It's closer to about 60,000 a year.
Yeah. And Roz made the point that, well, high school is worse.
Yes.
Yeah. Ja,
so much worse.
Ja, en jy was reg. So ek het hier op data afgekom. Dit is gebaseer op data van Old Mutual. And this says you can expect to pay in 2023 on average between 24 and 36,000 rand in a public school and between 71,000 and over 100,000 for a private school. And keeping in mind that there are classifications in between, because the point you had made that if you want to put your child in, let's just call it a decent school, which might fall in between those categories, then yeah, jy kyk potentieel na meer as wat jou universiteit opvoering gaan kos.
So here's the big question. Why?
I'm so glad you asked that. So because yes, want ons weet daar is skole, ons het al van tevore daar gepraat waar jy glad nie skool voor jou hoef te betaal nie.
Ja, exactly.
Ja, maar die skole wat wel skoolgelde van jou vereis, wat het gewoonlik voor gebruik word is extra onderwysers. So I looked again to our friends at the Outliers and they looked at maths and how students do in math at no fee schools versus schools where you pay for your child to attend. Pupils at fee-paying schools are far more likely to pass math than pupils at no-fee schools. And keeping in mind that most students actually fail math. But so they drilled into the data, and in the past year's matric math results, half of the pupils from no-fee schools passed their maths, and in fee-paying schools, two-thirds passed. In independent/private schools, 72%.
Wow. So I want to actually know if that is a reflection of the teachers in the school, or is it a reflection of the environment that the kids that go to more affluent schools are growing up in? So they've got the support at home with parents that are doing the homework and saying practice, practice, practice your maths. In the schools where there are maybe fewer resources and they're not as resourced as the affluent schools, sometimes that is simply not available because the parents don't have the time.
You make Roz makes the right point here though, because that's what it is. I mean, how often have we heard people talking about things like early childhood development and how important that baseline is? And for people with more resources, it is easier to get that sort of support earlier, and it shows later on in life.
100%.
And I think it is, as you say, socioeconomic, the household, the support, but it's also so that it, and to come back to the question, it's not the teachers, I think, it's purely in a no fee paying school, you're going to have massive classes. You don't have the capacity to reach every single one. Whereas as you pay fees, and die schoolgelde is vrek baie. Maar soos wat jou klasgelde opgehou, voor jou skoolgelde opgaan, word klasse kleiner, jy kry meer individuele aandag, en die kind word, kry meer kans in die proces.
Have I got this right? Essentially, by contributing higher school fees, you're sort of augmenting additional teaching staff and so on, exactly, so that class numbers can go down and there are more teachers available.
Yeah.
Okay. It's a difficult situation because nobody should be in a situation where like you get less quality of a service than someone else simply because they have more money. Like, as far as I'm concerned, that's nonsense. If you go to ideal world things, and I think we can all agree, you know, a government hospital and a private hospital should be the same thing.
Yeah.
A government school and private school should be the same thing. Mm. Everyone deserves access.
Ja, ek het net gesê, daai is net nie iets wat ons ervaar in die onderwys nie, maar ook in alle aspekte van hierdie land, want hierdie land is 'n ongelyke land. It's the difference between the haves and the have-nots is almost too big to ever catch up.
Yeah, it's the biggest anywhere in the world, and we know this. You know, so it's important to know. So, I mean, that's the reality of the situation, is that that's what the extra fees are for.
And I think a lot of parents, yeah, bite the bullet because you sacrifice where you need to try and give your child the best chance you can.
Absolutely. Every parent wants to give their child the best.
It's The Drive with Robin Ross. You happy, baby. Jacaranda FM.